Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 19th of January, and I'm recording at 9:55 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, now, markets were perhaps a little quieter here today in some respects because of Wall Street being closed for the Martin Luther King holiday, but there was certainly a bit of drama in the Asia-Pacific region, specifically regarding China. But first, take the sequence as I usually do. Japan a little bit firmer in here today, up 0.9%, helped by a slightly weaker Japanese yen. But the big story is in China, where the government cracked down on what clearly was described as sort of excessive margin lending. And lending too much money, and I think also lending to people who had some relatively small accounts and were not eligible for the margin money. And that knocked the Shanghai Composite and the CSI 300, that is, and the Shanghai Composite, they were down 7.7%. Here today, and that wiped out their gains for the year, put them into the minus column. Now the Hang Seng Index, which had been lagging, that was down much less, so 1.5% overall. However, the Hang Seng Index, Enterprise Index, that was down 3.3%. I beg your pardon, nearly 5% in here today. So some big drops in shares, some of which fell the daily limit of 10%, and we might see a little bit more selling in there tomorrow. Well, what's it mean generally? Well, I've often said in the past that I wish that the Federal Reserve in the United States would rein in some of the leveraged trading that was taking place, because that's what used to happen throughout most of my career, but not in recent years. So they let that margin debt build up, and China's obviously cracked down on that. And so I think that's overall, I think that's positive in terms of the long term. And if we get a medium-term reaction here, some of these highly leveraged positions are unwound, that may create a second buying opportunity. We had a small setback in the, for instance, the J.P. Morgan Chinese investment trust that I have a position in it, posted on a number of occasions. Hardly a disaster in here today. And but if it were to come lower, and I don't know if it will, but if it were to come lower over the next week or so, I would certainly pick up a little more. Now elsewhere, the markets were mostly higher. South Korea up 0.75%. Australia a wee bit firmer. India up. The Sensex index is up 0.5% in here today, mostly higher. Again, 0.5% in Malaysia, over 0.5%. Thailand doing well, 1.16%. New Zealand, I see, just down a tiny fraction in here today. And in the European stock markets, well, they're all saying that Mario Draghi is going to announce a big chunky QE program on Thursday, and the rumors are, or what the press are reporting at any rate, is about $650 billion worth of QE. Will that happen? Well, we'll see. I think they need it. I would quite like to see that. The market is appears to be expecting that. But certainly, if we don't get a really clear declaration on Thursday from Mario Draghi, then we'll know that some of the rearguard infighting has reined in the European Central Bank's freedom in this respect somewhat. But today, again, the bulls are certainly in command, and the Euro Stoxx 50 index up nearly 6/10 of a percentage point, UK up over 0.5 percentage point, not affected by the euro so much, but benefiting from the firmness in the region generally. Germany up 0.75 percentage point. Spain and Italy up over 1%, nearly 120%. So they're all firmer. And interestingly, Switzerland, which had fallen sharply as it unpegged its currency against the euro, and then causing the Swiss franc to rise sharply. But the Swiss stock market is back in the plus column. It's gained 3.21%. Here today. So that was a goodish rally. Wall Street closed, as you know. Canada just up a tiny fraction. Mexico down 0.25 percentage point. Brazil soft, down 2.5% in here today. What about currency activity? Not much of it. The dollar index, though, is trading. And it had been down earlier in the day, but is now a little bit, just a fraction higher. Sterling a little bit easier at 1.5112. The euro is a little firmer in here today, up at 1.16 against the U.S. dollar. But it's again, as I say, a quiet day for the most part. The Asian currencies are reasonably steady here today on average. Commodities that were open are open. Well, we've got palladium up a couple of dollars, silver down $4.50. That takes silver down to $17.70. We have platinum down nearly $3 at $12.66 and change. And gold looks like it's down $3.50 here right now at $12.76, nearly $12.77. Dollars. And we should see anything else here? I think industrial metals looks like copper's a little bit lower here today. And that's pretty much it. So we'll expect more activity in here tomorrow. And meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.